Hey everyone, it's Monday, August 17th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. In today's show, Californians are set to play a major role as the DNC kicks off this week. LAUSD announces a massive coronavirus testing plan for schools, how triple-digit temperatures are affecting the state's wildfires, and what happens when we ask local families to spend a year documenting their lives. The first ever virtual Democratic National Convention started on Monday, and California is set to play a major role, led, of course, by the presumptive vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris. Our politics reporter, Libby Denkman, will be following the convention, and she's here to tell us which California voices we can expect to hear this week.
State Democrats really didn't want a civil war between progressives and moderates here in California, where Bernie Sanders won more primary delegates than Joe Biden. So the state delegation is being led by three co-chairs who represent different wings of the party. Progressive Bay Area Representatives Barbara Lee and Ro Khanna, and LA County Supervisor Hilda Solis, a Biden supporter who says the party really needs to stay united to beat President Trump in November. As for speaking during the primetime segment of the DNC, mostly younger faces coming from California. Yes, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is going to take her place as a veteran power broker, but Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia, LA Mayor Eric Garcetti, Secretary of State Alex Padilla, and Governor Gavin Newsom will all get primetime slots. And the main event to watch for, of course, is Biden's choice for Vice President Kamala Harris, co-headlining Wednesday night with former President Barack Obama.
LA Unified, the nation's second largest school district, announced plans over the weekend to create its own $150 million COVID-19 testing and contact tracing program for students and employees. With details, here's health reporter Jackie Fortier.
LA Unified School District announced plans over the weekend to create its own $150 million COVID-19 testing and contact tracing program for students and employees. The plan is to periodically test students and staff to measure the prevalence of the virus in schools. Three research universities will use the findings to shape school reopening decisions in LA, and it could be used around the country. Two private labs will administer the tests. Former U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan will help oversee the effort. But LA County health officials say that the contact tracing portion should be left to the health department because individuals' health information is protected by federal law. The spread of COVID-19 in LA still far exceeds state guidelines for reopening, so students won't be back on campus anytime soon.
For the past several days, California has been sizzling. And over the weekend, Death Valley hit a record high temperature of 130 degrees. High heat and lack of precipitation create ideal conditions for wildfires to start and spread quickly. Our science reporter, Jacob Margolis, checked in to explain.
It's life-threatening for the firefighters on the Lake and Ranch 2 fires. And the high heat and low humidity means that vegetation dries out and more easily catches on fire. And with these extreme fires, we're also seeing pyrocumulus clouds forming. They're those big fluffy clouds over the fires that stretch miles into the sky. You might have seen them over the Lake Fire from all over LA. Those can result in unpredictable winds or even lightning that can make the fires worse. The good news is firefighters are slowly getting a hold of the wildfires near LA, but the mountainous topography makes them tough to fight. Extreme temperatures, unrelenting wildfires, and awful air quality. Not only is all of this very much on brand for 2020, it's also our climate change future. It's here now, and depending on what we do going forward, it could get a lot worse.
And finally, last fall, we gave cameras to 12 SoCal parents to document their lives. And needless to say, a lot has changed since then. The project launches tomorrow, and to tell us more about it, here's education reporter Mariana Dale.
Yes, and that project is called Parenting Unfiltered, and these families come from all different backgrounds all over Southern California. We've got Orange County, South LA, San Bernardino all represented, and these pictures and all of these stories give us a really complete picture of what it's like to be a parent right now, the challenges and the joys and the uncertainties of raising young children. people are battling chronic health issues, and they're trying to parent through the coronavirus pandemic. And this is really part of a larger effort at KPCC and LAS to include new voices from the community in our reporting. I'm really lucky on the early childhood beat. I get to work with engagement producer Stephanie Ritopper, who's been a big part of making this particular project happen. And tomorrow we're going to be hearing from the parents on the radio, and people are going to be able to explore the stories and images at LAS.com.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at LAS.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's LAIST.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at LAIST.com/latest. That's LAIST.com/latest.